Dairy farms are caught in the middle of an immigration problem. Up next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers.
The thing we have to keep in mind is that if we don't have immigrant labor on our dairy farms, we don't milk our cows. It's really that simple.
That's Vermont Senator Peter Welch talking about the Trump administration's move to enforce U.S. immigration law.
This is a separate question from the legitimate border questions, you know, a secure border, deporting people who commit serious crimes. We can agree on that, but we have got to have some pathway so that our farms can get access to the labor they need. And talking about local people working on those farms, it just doesn't work out.
In recent years, U.S. dairy farms have relied heavily on immigrant workers. The crackdown, says Welch, is putting dairy operators in a bind.
There's an immense amount of politics, of course, in the immigration issue. But on this question of farm labor, I see a lot of Democratic and Republican unity, but we're going to be dependent on the president saying, hey, we've got to get a fix for our farms so they can milk the cows. And if he did that, I know we could get it passed.
Welch offered no details on any plans for a legislative fix to that particular immigration problem. He made the comments in a recent edition of the Dairy Defined podcast from the National Milk Producers Federation. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.